Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Racing Lines, VSiN's Formula One betting show with the English racing expert, Mikhail Miranda. Here is Wes Reynolds.
Welcome into another Racing Lines right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Wes Reynolds, Mikhail Miranda, going to break down the United States Grand Prix, the second trip into the good old US of A for Formula One. There'll be three next year with the addition of the Las Vegas race the week before Thanksgiving. This is round 19 of 22 races that we have on the Formula One schedule for 2022. Mexico City will be next week, and then in 2 weeks we will have the Sao Paulo Grand Prix down in Brazil, and then the weekend of November 20th will end the 2022 season at the Yas Marina Circuit in Abu Dhabi. So Mikhail, we thought we might have a championship fight, or at least a championship yet to be clinched, coming into the United States Grand Prix based on the weather that we saw in Suzuka, Japan for the Japanese Grand Prix, but nevertheless got enough laps in, and Max Verstappen wins the Japanese Grand Prix, gets enough points, so he is your back-to-back Formula One world champion.
Oh, absolutely. And also, just to put this out there, I actually thought that Max did not win the championship. I was looking, I saw Charles in second place. Not going to happen. Absolutely not going to happen. We're going to go see this fight in Austin. It would be a nice thing for Liberty Media, who is the owner of F1, and that coming to being that big thing coming to Las Vegas next year. I thought it would be something really spectacular, but Charles got a 5-second penalty, which right. put Max up in the points, wins it. He's really happy because even he did not know that he got the points. He was surprised to see that it says world champion. Max was that, and he's going, wait, what? I'm champion? I thought that was really hilarious.
Yeah, the broadcast didn't even know. Of course, we on get the in America here, we get the Sky Sports feed over in the UK, and that is presented on ESPN, ESPN2, ABC, whichever network airs the race that given week. And they were confused. A lot of the Formula One scribes on social media I was following along, I was like, wait a minute, is this guy champion, or did they have enough less points where he could carry it over? But you're right, the penalty that they gave to Charles Leclerc, which actually took him down a spot on the podium, he finishes third, so Red Bull ends up going 1-2. So yeah, I thought that they would want to maybe stretch this and have him clinch it this week in Austin, Texas at the U.S. Grand Prix, but not to be. Max Verstappen, back-to-back world champion. And then we don't quite have the constructors wrapped up as of yet. It looks like pretty much a mere formality at this standpoint, though. It probably could be this weekend down at COTA in Austin.
Unfortunately, Wes, I have to disagree with you. I don't think it's going to be wrapped up. I really doubt, because the FIA did release their report about the cost cap. Aston Martin, Red Bull, in breach of the cost cap. And a lot of teams are rallying to get points deducted from teams who have breached the cost cap and to have them fined for next year's cost cap. So I think we might see actually a comeback from someone else. Maybe Ferrari clinches the title. I don't know. But with this news of Aston Martin and Red Bull breaking the cost cap, Red Bull have filed to say, hey, we are not going to take this lightly because we haven't broken anything. But if it does happen to be true that they have broken the consensus, the fights have gone through to the courts and they said, like, yep, no, you guys have broken it, we might see actually Red Bull get knocked off a couple points and might see Mercedes, Ferrari and Red Bull fight altogether.
This is a 165-point gap here, so we don't know what a penalty was going to be. You mentioned the cost gap. A lot of people theorizing that maybe it was because of super engineer Adrian Newey's salary that they went over that cost gap, did Red Bull. But it is right now a 165-point gap with four races to be decided. So I have no idea what this penalty and what the FIA is going to levy here. You would think if there's not at least a penalty given out or doled out this week, that Red Bull would have enough points, but we're going to see what they're going to be able to do. But that is obviously a huge gap to make up on the racetrack for Ferrari.
Yes, so let's go back a couple years when Racing Point took a penalty and a fine. It was 15 penalty points for at about half a million in fine for copying the brake ducts. This is surpassing the cost gap and gaining a huge advantage on the cars itself. Because if it was not for Adrian Newey, Red Bull car wouldn't have been as fast. The RB18 wouldn't have been as fast as the Ferrari. So I think you could see maybe closer to 50, 60 points in deduction. But that's just a speculation. I think it's going to be a really big blow to Red Bull coming into Austin.
Yeah, so we will wait and see what that fine is going to be. And then you also mentioned Aston Martin confirmed for breaching the cost gap. Silly season still going on in terms of the 2023 grid. We have one press conference that I believe has been announced on the eve of the Grand Prix from the Haas F1 team. And we know Kevin Magnussen scheduled to be in one of those two seats, but potentially not Mick Schumacher. Gene Haas has come out and been very disappointed in terms of Mick Schumacher's performance and, you know, wearing out the equipment and tearing up the equipment. You tear up the equipment in Formula One, that is a massive expense. So we will look to see who might be in that second seat if, in fact, this press conference is announcing another driver. But we do have another driver on the move, Mikhail, for 2023.
Oh, yes. We have seen AlphaTauri talk about keeping the driver or getting a new driver. There's a lot of talks between AlphaTauri and Alpine. So let's get the Alpine situation sorted out. Pierre Gasly said, no more Red Bull for me. I am going to Alpine. Where have we seen this before? Oh, yes, Carlos Sainz, when he left for McLaren. What's going on, Red Bull? Get your stuff together. Come on.
Yeah,
but filling in that spot is Nyck de Vries. We saw him come out, a cover for Alex Albon, and he has been phenomenal. Point on his debut, everyone calling him nonstop. Adrian Newey finally, Helmut Marko, sorry, finally convinces Nyck to join AlphaTauri. Working out for Red Bull or not? I have no idea what's going on. Red Bull just, they've lost another phenomenal driver, in my opinion. They lost Carlos Sainz, they lost Alex Albon, now they lost Pierre Gasly. I have no idea what's going on in the back of Red Bull and AlphaTauri, just saying.
Yeah, next year, the Alpine, and by the way, they are powered by Renault, so it'll be Pierre Gasly and Esteban Ocon will be the two on that team. Nyck de Vries, as you mentioned, will be with Yuki Tsunoda. The AlphaTauri, powered by the Red Bull, and you mentioned Alex Albon. He will be at Williams Mercedes. We still wait to see who that second spot is going to officially be for the British-based team. So still a lot of movement to be done, at least for the Formula One grid in 2023. We know Daniel Ricciardo, of course, is out at McLaren. But we're going to get into the preview of the United States Grand Prix. Going to have a couple new names, perhaps, to some. I think regular Formula One fans know who these drivers are, but not going to race, but they're going to make their debuts in full practice one. Mikhail, tell us about them.
So we have Logan Sargeant. Now, there's been a lot of talk about Logan Sargeant with Williams, especially since they have an empty seat yet, since Nicky has left. So Logan Sargeant will be making his FP1 debut. We're going to see him how we does well with the car or not, because that could be his big outing. And Logan Sargeant is an American driving the second of Americas here in Kota for a team looking hopefully to get a seat. It's going to be very interesting. We know that Austin can throw a big party. We saw what happened in Miami. Texas does it big. They always just go big or go home in Texas. So I'm excited to see how loud the grandstands just go for Logan Sargeant driving in that wonderful, wonderful blue Williams out there. And IndyCar, Wes, correct me if I'm wrong, but Alex Palou, is he the current championship in IndyCar?
He won the championship last year, did not win it this previous season in 2022. And look, he had signed with McLaren that maybe he was going to, you know, obviously be in the mix for a Formula One ride, but also for their IndyCar team. It looks like he is going to be back for one more year with the Chip Ganassi Racing team. Of course, that is the team Scott Dixon, Marcus Ericsson, who won the Indy 500 earlier this year. They are part of that Ganassi team. So as part of this deal, you are seeing Alex Palou get some Formula One time, at least in practice or perhaps some test driving. So looking forward to seeing that. That was a big mess in the IndyCar series this year, because the Ganassi team announced that they had picked up his option, and Palou came out and said, wait a minute, I've signed with McLaren. So there were a bunch of legal kerfuffles. It looks like Palou, though, for 2023 is going to be back with Chip Ganassi Racing in the IndyCar series, but also able to do this with McLaren. I believe that McLaren deal in full will start in 2024. But Mikhail, looking forward to this week as we put the Japanese Grand Prix behind us. We are at COTA, the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas. And we've seen another race. We obviously saw the Miami Grand Prix earlier this year. Any technical differences that you see in this track that are going to play a factor in this race?
To me, I think it's more of just getting the pace out right for the second of Americas. It's a very fast track compared to a lot of the other tracks. Not as fast as some, but it's still overall got a nice, good amount of turns, slow, medium corners. We see some of the traits from Silverstone, Mangus and Beckett's coming in from straight from turn 3 onwards to about turn 6. So you're going to see a lot of medium to high speed corners. One thing to note here, again, comes down to strategy. You have to get your tires right. If you don't, you could absolutely blunder every single thing, lose track position, as we saw Lewis Hamilton lose out last year for Max Verstappen to take the win. So strategy, that's going to be the most important thing coming in to Austin.
So we're going to go ahead and get into our selections here for the U.S. Grand Prix, I should say, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas. Looking forward to it. I think maybe a lot of race fans here stateside looking forward to actually seeing a race at a normal time instead of being up early in the morning or in last week's case overnight in Japan. So, looking at the outright win, Mikhail, or if you have any other props, what do you got for this week's card?
So this week I'm looking at one team and two drivers. The team that I'm looking at is McLaren, and the drivers that I'm looking at, as you said, it's going to be Lando Norris and Daniel Ricciardo. This is Daniel Ricciardo's second home for me. I don't know why, but it just feels like that. So I'm going to take Daniel Ricciardo in the points, and I'm going to take Lando Norris in the points and in the top six as well. That's what I'm looking at. So as of right now, for the points, I'm seeing Daniel Ricciardo at plus 110 by DraftKings. That's where we get all our odds for the podcast. And also for a top six finish, Daniel Ricciardo plus 408. Lando Norris for a nice, good top six finish will be something that I really love, which is minus 105. So just under even money, 5 cents on the dollar. And I think that that's a pretty good bet. There's not much to lose. But again, these drivers are a bit long shot given the current state of the cars.
Yeah, I'm going to be with you. I'm gonna take Daniel Ricciardo also to be a points finisher. By the way, if you're not clear on that, points finisher is top 10. That is for classification. We did finally see Nicholas Latifi get a qualification and now has 2 points on the board, finishing top 10 at the Japanese Grand Prix. So I'm with you with Ricciardo on the points. I think maybe the AlphaTauri team could be, even though they've had a little bit of change, as we mentioned earlier in the pod, I think that maybe you're going to see them, and I know that they've run kind of hot and cold this season. They're a team to watch that I think could be a sleeper here, but in terms of the outright win, I hate to be a chalk eater here, but I think it's going to be Max Verstappen. I know that Red Bull comes in with some controversy going in over the cap, but I don't think that they're going to all of a sudden let up just because they've won the championship, and depending on what the penalty is, likely to be the Constructors champion. So Max Verstappen for the win for me, I'm seeing him around minus $2. I would expect if he wins the pole, that's going to be about double that to win the race. So those are my selections here for the United States Grand Prix in Austin, Texas at the Circuit of the Americas. So looking forward to a race here stateside, and we'll see if Formula One can put on a good show and gain some new fans. That's obviously what they are trying to do. So that'll be the United States Grand Prix Sunday afternoon in Austin, Texas. Join us next week right here on Racing Lines, where we'll stay in North America, but we'll go down Mexico way to the Mexico City Grand Prix. So for Mikhail Miranda, I am Wes Reynolds. You've been listening to Racing Lines on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.